And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, July 12th edition. We have a banger on tap, 14 games to get you through your Tuesday, full slate of action. Hope you guys had a good Monday. Fun little eight-game slate, lots of offense, some bad pitching. Max Scherzer got the job done if you paid up. Other than that, it was a dicey one out there for sure. Guardians, I should say, got the job done. That's a dire work in the chat, pointing out the good situation there. Rangers went bonkers, as expected. A's showed up late in that game. We got Coors Field kind of doing things. We'll see. But a lot of offense, a lot of rough pitching, as we expected on a Monday. Hope you guys did well. We got you Tuesday, though, 14 games. I'm on Twitter at BDIntric. If you have any questions, hit me up there or in the Fantasy Agents Discord, where a lot of guys are active making things happen. We also got the fourth major of the golf season this year, the British Open, the Open Championship. Record the Crest DFS podcast with Jesse DFS Golf Gods on Monday. That's out and about for you. You can hit the Discord up there as well. And then you got season-long fantasy baseball, Bench with Bubba, coming at you Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday this week. So come check to get your fantasy baseball fill. All right, let's get at it. We have 14 games on Monday. Your totals, as of now on this slate, Reds, Yankees, 8. Mariners, Nats, 9.5. Red Sox, Rays, 7.5. Mets, Braves, 8. Brewers, Twins, 9. Dodgers, Cardinals, 8.5. Orioles, Cubs, 8.5. A Rangers, 8.5. Tigers, Royals, 8.5. Field at 11. Astros, Angels, 8.5. Dodgers, Giants, 8. So a lot of 8.5s, couple 9s, and the big dog, 11 in Coors. So let's get at it. 14-game slate. There's going to be a lot of options on this slate, boys and girls. Gerrit Cole starts things off at 10-5 at home against the Cincinnati Reds. Gerrit Cole is outstanding. He doesn't always dominate, but, you know, when he gives up 5 runs in 6 innings, he strikes out 7 to at least make it respectable on the bunt. Prior to a 17-point outing, he was a 20-point machine. Goes about 6 innings in almost every start, giving you 6-7-plus strikeouts in every single start. And now you face a Reds team who's striking out 25.5% of the time versus right-handed pitching this past month with an 84 WRC-plus against. So, by far, Gerrit Cole, great, great pay-up spot on this slate. If you want to be a little different, most people won't do it, but you got Luis Garcia at 10-1 at the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Garcia, 5 or more Ks in 6 straight starts. And now you get an Angels team, which you love to target for the strikeout, striking out over 30% of the time versus righties in the past month, hitting 206 with a 71 WRC+. So Gerrit Cole is the man to roster. But if you want to be contrarian, zero with Luis Garcia. Cole's probably higher ceiling, but Garcia can make things really, really different at a much lower ownership because people are either paying for Gerrit Cole or they're going to save for Spencer Strider. That's the simple part of it. It's going to be one of the two. So Luis Garcia probably goes overlooked at 10-1, and I think that makes for a great turn play. You can definitely play Spencer Strider. The problem is like he's got to get the strikeouts, which he's been doing. He's been definitely getting those strikeouts. But we also know with Spencer Strider, there's a chance he doesn't go deep, so it's hard to pay off that price tag time and time again. When he does, he's elite. So he's tournament only, hard to play in cash, but he'll be popular as well. So Luis Garcia, your pivot up top. Cole is a great play. If you want to save a few more ducats, Dylan Cease at $9,700 at the Cleveland Guardians. I mentioned it with Lance Lynn. Cease has been amazing, much better than Lance Lynn. There's no sugarcoating that one. But the thing with Cleveland is they don't strike out. 18% K rate over the last month, 259 average, 140 ISO, 106 WRC+. Their offense is just good enough. Dylan Cease is elite. He's great. He got snubbed from the All-Star games. I hope he's pissed off and goes out and deals. So I have no problem playing Cease at $9,700. Like him a lot more than Lance Lynn on Monday. But just realize that the Guardians just don't strike out much. Cease could change that because he is that kind of dominant pitcher. But it's something to concern yourself with when you're looking at paying up at the pitching position. You can go down to Gausman coming off day-to-day if you want. You got Clevinger and Coors. I'll pass. Josiah Gray at 87 is an interesting tournament look. Coming off an absolute gem against Philadelphia. 6 innings, 211 Ks. 6 or more Ks in 5 of his last 6 starts. He's got 18 or more points in 5 of those 6 starts with 26 or more in 3 of those 6. He's really getting it done. Big thing is limiting the walks, like 2 or fewer walks in 5 of his last 6 starts. That's big for him. Still has a little bit of a long ball problem. That's what Josiah Gray does. Know that. But he's also 8,700. He's not 9,700. And now he's at home against the Seattle Mariners. Team that strikes out nearly 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching this last month with a 206 average, 154 ISO, 90 WRC+. They got some pop versus right-handed pitching, but there's also some swing and miss, some low batting average. Josiah Gray can limit the walks. Makes for a fun tournament play at $8,700. I like that with Josiah Gray on this one. You could go Chris Flexen at 83. He's been pitching pretty well. I'd rather go Josiah Gray, but you could go Flexen at 83 if you want. Mitch White, $700. Just can he go deep enough is the question. That's the struggle bus situation there with Mitch White. Jordan Lyles is the dude I'd be looking at. 7,300 at the Chicago Cubs. Back-to-back gems, six innings in both starts. He's gone at least six innings in four straight starts, two and runs or less, and he's got four or more Ks in all four starts. He's not usually a big strikeout guy. That's Jordan Lyles' biggest hiccup. But he gets to face the cutout 23% of the time versus righties, hitting 257 with a 105 ISO. So when it comes to values, Jordan Lyles at 73 is a pretty decent value on this slate. Don't mind that one at all. If you really want to save some cash below 7K, it's murky. That's the best way I can put it. It's very, very murky. Jason Alexander was a lot of fun when he first came up into the bigs. Not so much now. Going up against Minnesota, probably pass on that one. Chris Bubich would be the one I'd be looking at. Detroit hits lefties well. We know this. But Bubich at least has strikeout upside. He's got that going for him. And he's Detroit striking out at 21.5% of the time versus lefties. Like I said yesterday, hitting 301 with a 166 ISO and a 131 WRC plus over the last month. Doesn't leave you feeling all warm and fuzzy to roster a lefty in Detroit. Bubik is 5,900 if you need to. You can. The punt, though, is probably Glenn Otto at $5,700 at home against Oakland. You can stack Oakland if you want. But I'll roll the dice with Glenn Otto coming off five innings, one run, five Ks his last time out. If he starts, not good at all. Minus two, minus 11. But in between, outside of those two, a 15-7, 14-5, 18-7, 24-3. So he's shown signs of life. And he faced Oakland this year, five innings, one earned, five Ks for 21.5. Biggest thing is we're just targeting the A's. If we can get a punt pitcher at 5,700 versus the A's, it's something we want. A team striking out 23% of the time, hitting 199 with a 67 WRC plus versus righties this past month. Sign me up. Sign me up for that all day long. I'll take my chances. If he gets shelled, he gets shelled. He cost me a whole 5,700. So Glenn Otto would be your punt on this slate. So yeah, in your pitching, Garrett Cole is outstanding at 10-5. He could honestly, he should have been probably more than 10-5, but he's great. Strider's going to be fine, but Luis Garcia is the pivot up top here at 10-1. Most will either pay for Cole or pay for Strider. I think Garcia is a great tournament pivot if you so choose. Nothing wrong with Garrett Cole. Dylan Cease is in play at 97 as well. If you want to save some money, I'm looking at Josiah Gray at $8,700. That's one I definitely like on this one. And then Jordan Lyles at 73, definitely in play against the Chicago Cubs. Just watch the weather in Wrigley. That always is an issue from time to time. And then last but not least, give a look to Glenn Otto at 5,700. That's a great price tag. You can go Otto and Cole, maybe a chalky pitcher situation, and get a lot of great bats, especially Coors Field and company in this slate. So definitely some spots to look at on this one as we get going. All right, bats on this 14-game. I will miss some for sure on a slate of this size. But just if you have questions, again, hit me up later. Catcher's position on this slate, Mike Wilson Contreras is almost 6K, and he's only playing home versus Jordan Lyles. That is comical to me. I'm sorry. I like Wilson Contreras a lot, but that's rich. That's rich, folks. We're going to save some cash compared to that. We'll leave some of the 4K range here when we look at catchers. Look at Will Smith versus the lefty Liberatore at 43. Don't hate it. I'd rather go Eric Haas at 43 versus Bubik or Omar Narvaez. Honestly, MJ Melendez at 42 versus Brewski is one I like a bit. I know it's not Brewski, but that's why I call him Bo Brewski. He's a bro. But MJ Melendez at 42 is definitely in play. Tyler Stevenson versus Cole. In a tournament, I can see the appeal. I honestly could. But LSD is at 38 and Coors versus Klevdog. I like that one quite a bit. Jonah Heim at 37 versus Caprillion is a nice one. I'm going to go right back to Texas against Caprillion tonight. I liked him more today, but I'll go back to Texas again on Tuesday. And there's Barrow got cheaper. He was 36 on Monday. He's 34. He was hitting sixth on Monday. 3,400 versus Austin Gomber. There's your play, folks. You guys like Gary Sanchez at 34 versus Jason Alexander. I say it time and time again. Gary Sanchez is a great tournament play catcher. He's usually more expensive than this, so he got a big price decrease to 3,500. So I don't mind him at all. You can definitely go that route, but Alfaro and Coors at 34 is pretty much the cat's meow also. So I like that one quite a bit. Other than that, Ryan Jeffers at 27 to start for Minnesota. Another one I believe on Monday. He's really swinging a good bat. Doesn't get the love he deserves. 2,700. First base position, you can go to Shohei anytime, but Jose Abreu versus the lefty Pilkington at 54. I like that for a pay-up spot. Anthony Rizzo at 5K versus Graham Ashcraft is a good spot. We like Rizzo at home with that short porch and right. Ashcraft has been very hit and miss, so You get Rizzo at 5K. It could be a nice little tournament play for you there. The Rockies got cheaper. CJ Cron's only 49. Nice club dog. Yeah, give me the Rockies. They're still expensive. They're not like dirt cheap by any means, but if they got cheaper against club dog on a bigger slate that spreads the ownership out more, much more appealing to me. So I'm liking that one a lot more. Cheaper options, though. If you go down to Andrew Vaughn at 43 versus Pilkington, I prefer Abreu, but you get a big discount to Andrew Vaughn if you need to. Josh Bell swinging a good stick. He's 41 versus Chris Flexen. That is an angle to go as well. Ryan Mountcastle at 37. Mountcastle is swinging a very good stick this year. Now you get Sampson and Wrigley. If the weather is appropriate, that is a great value for Mountcastle at 3,700. So keep an eye on that one. My boy Nathaniel Lowe put up another double-digit point. Talking about him on this show, he's still too cheap. 36 versus Caprillion. So Texas, come on down once again. If you stack Toronto versus Blotty, which I don't mind at all, Kevin Biggio is 3,400. He's first base, second base eligible. If you want another cheap pod, because they're still far too cheap and they got cheaper tonight, Luke Voigt is only 3,400 bucks versus a lefty in Coors Field. My God, DraftKings. Like, the one day is fine. It's just the second day in Coors, and they're still too cheap. But are you going to get around a third day, and then when they go on the road, have them priced at 6K? You morons. Luke Voigt, folks, 3,400. I got Trey Boo Boo at 32 against Simpson. If you have for Mountcastle, I'd rather Mountcastle personally. Mancini at 32 is just fine. Cheaper plays, Hunter Dozier at 31 versus Brewski is okay. But Alex Kirilloff, first base outfield at 3K. I have a very soft spot for Alex Kirilloff. The dude is sick. Great power, getting healthy. Once he really starts clicking, he started to click. He had a good week last week. It's coming for Kirilloff. He's going to be up to the high fours, low 5K range. So Kirilloff is 3K right now, first base outfield eligible. Really good value these days. You got Darren Ruff versus the lefty, Dallas Keuchel, 28. We love Ruff versus the lefty. He's first base outfield eligible. That's a good value with Darren Ruff against Dallas Keuchel at 28 hundo. Vinny Pasquantino had a nice little double dip, hit his second home run of the year on Monday. He is 26 versus Brewski. That is a phenomenal value if you want to put the position. It's a loaded slate. Jose Miranda's first base, third base at 24. So tons and tons and tons of value, as you'd expect on this massive slate. So if you don't even want to use Glen Otto, you can just use two expensive pitchers. Knock yourself out. Go to Luis Garcia and Garrett Cole. See what you can build. I bet you'd be surprised. Second base position, you got Altuve is always fine. But Marcus Semien versus Caprillion at 5K, I can dig it. Jorge Polanco at 47, not too shabby. I'm in play with that. This is against Ashcraft at 44. If you want to go New York stack, it's always an option, especially at home. I don't know what time when the volume went off on that one. So let's have fun. Let's go back to third base here. I'll recap this. Third base position, you can go J-Ram versus Cease if you so choose. But you got Machado and Coors at 51 versus Gomber. Sign me up for that one. I don't mind Arenado, but I prefer Machado at 51 in that matchup. Some cheaper options, though. You got Donaldson who's swinging it well at 4K. That's an option. McMahon and Coors at 38 is far too cheap, so enjoy that one. You got Josh Harrison at 34. Talking about him at second base. He's second base, third base. Josh Smith for Texas leading off at 3,100 bucks at an inside-the-park home run for you on Monday. He's a really good spot. Again, in this one. So you got some nice value, as you'd expect, on every position. Speaking of that, shortstop, Tim Anderson stole a bag on Monday's 56 for Pilkington. That's just fine. Bo Bichette's fine. Toronto's expensive on this slate. So they'll go virtually unowned, which is great to see because there's so much value. When Toronto's unowned, they're very enticing. You got Willie Adames at 53, 17 home runs on the season now, which is nuts. But Corey Yeager at 5K is your play. It is 20th home run of the season on Monday, so you can just keep going to him at 5K. If you want to save a few dollars, though, Bobby Witt at 45, three stolen bases, three ribbies, four or five hits, crushing it. Javi Baez at 43 versus a lefty is a great play. And if you want to save a few more dollars, you got Thairo Estrada at 3,500 bucks. So all the different price points you need in the shortstop position. Heading to the outfield on a 14-game slate, there'll be a lot of options for you here. You got Acuna, which is fine, but Schwarber at 62 is interesting. Judge at 61 is your best play over 6K against Ashcraft. Definitely look in that direction. Don't mind Buxton in tournaments at 57. He's not cash viable with his inconsistencies. Juan Soto hit 500 last week by walking like 25% of the time with two home runs. So Juan Soto at 53 is very intriguing, especially in cash. Kyle Tucker versus Noah Syndergaard, don't mind it. Houston should be able to steal some bags because Syndergaard can't hold anybody on. So keep that in mind when you're playing your Houston Astros on Tuesday. Giancarlo Stanton at 51 is not too shabby either. But we drop below 5K. Adelis Garcia, 48, one of your more expensive Texas Rangers. So you can look there if you so choose. Seiya Suzuki, he's heating up, but I'd rather go elsewhere. Like Max Kepler at 46 is intriguing because no one's going to pay that for Max Kepler on this slate. So I might. Farther down, though, Teoscar Hernandez is only $4,200 for Spalotti. That's enticing, very enticing. But Ramon Laureano, I keep preaching about him. Went to Ding Dong City on Monday. He's only 41 hundo versus Glenn Otto, so I don't mind that at all. Going cheaper, I mentioned Matt Carpenter at third base. He's third base outfield eligible at 3,900. That's one you can definitely enjoy a discount for. Eloy Jimenez is back. He's 37 versus Pilkington. That's a great price tag for a guy like Eloy. Lourdes Gurriel's 36 for a nice little discount in his matchup. Farther down the list, you can go AJ Pollock versus the lefty Pilkington at 34. I don't mind it. You got Franmil versus Cease, which is interesting because Franmil's heating up, folks. So keep him on your radar. Going down to the low threes, though, and heading into the 2K range. You got Kirilloff at 3K, like I mentioned, first base outfield eligible. Just enjoy, rinse, repeat on that one. Other than that, there's going to be options down here. Don't get me wrong. There's going to be a ton. It's a big slate. But Aaron Hicks at 27 versus Ashcraft is a pretty nice value because Hicks is playing pretty well. Jake Myers from Houston at 26, he can run also. Keep him in mind. Nick Gordon, if he's in the Minnesota lineup at 25, is a nice potential value, especially if you're stacking Minnesota. Makes Nick Gordon more valuable in that scenario. Other than that, check your lineups. There will be more guys down here. If they're 100% guarantee on that one. Recapping your pitching on this 14-game slate, Gerrit Cole at 10.5 is an outstanding price tag. Should be more expensive. But Luis Garcia at 10.1 is a phenomenal pivot because mostly you Spencer Strider, which is fine, but you have to make sure he goes deep enough or is super efficient with the strikeouts. So it's Cole and Garcia for me. Garcia, great pivot. Dylan Cease at 97, not too shabby either. If you need to save a few dollars, Josiah Gray at 87, I think is a great tournament look. Don't mind Jordan Lyles at 73. And then your punt is Glenn Otto against the Oakland Athletics below $6,000. If you're stacking it up, tons of stacking options on this slate. The Yankees versus Ashcraft is fine. Toronto, they're enticing versus Bassetti, or whatever his name is on this slate. Let's just do this real quick. Blotti is very, very interesting in that match. It should be a bullpen game for Philadelphia. Toronto could be in play there. I like the White Sox versus Pilkington. That is definitely one I will look to attack at will. Other ones, Minnesota versus Seinfeld will be good. I like that. Baltimore versus Chicago is a fun one also because you got Samson. So Baltimore could be a phone, but give me Texas going right back to the Texas. Well, if you want to go versus Otto, I get it. But give me Texas in that game versus Caprillion. I like Detroit versus Bubik. That'll be another one to take a peek at. And Kansas City. I like the game stack, just like I liked it on Monday. Give me Brewski and Bubik. Give me Kansas City. Give me Detroit bats with Texas. Yeah, Coors Field. Padres versus Gomber. Yes, please. And I don't mind Colorado versus Kleb Dog, but Padres versus Gomber. Sign me up. And then the Giants versus Keuchel for your nightcap at very, very, very cheap price tags. So fun 14-game slate on top for you guys. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDintric. Hit us up in the free Fantasy Degens Discord. If you give the podcast a rate review, I truly would appreciate it. If you are watching it on YouTube, give the old thumbs up. That would mean a ton to me as well. Other than that, you're going to have a good one if you're ready for some PGA DFS. The Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast preview in the British Open is out and about, so enjoy that. And Bench with Bubba coming at you three times this week for your fantasy baseball needs. But for now, MLB DFS Quick Hit Tuesday, July 12th edition in the books. I'm out.